Ramsey TV.
It is not of him who is willing or running, but of God the Merciful. This is Martin Zender, and I am back on the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula and happy to be here. It's early morning Monday. It's a little damp on the windows here. Got a little mood going on. Got some mood for you this morning. Going to get right to the scriptures. I am in Romans 9, as you know. This is called the Sovereignty chapter, but Paul is comforting himself concerning his people, according to the flesh, the Israelites, who are way off base, don't know what's going on. They're wandering around in darkness. They're not fulfilling their purpose. But Paul reminds himself, God's in control of all this. And those who are not fulfilling their purpose, it's God that's making them hard. Those who are fulfilling their purpose, it's God who's merciful to them. We talked about Jacob and Esau, who before they were born, God said, Jacob, I love, Esau, I hate. That's a tough truth, but it's still a truth. Jacob's eventually saved because God is the savior of all humanity. Don't worry about that. We know for sure, after reading verse 14, that there's no injustice with God, that God knows what he is doing. He's just, that is, he is righteous, same word, in all the things that he does. He doesn't make mistakes, and he's a good God. We talked about what a relief that was. If God was evil, we'd all be screwed. In verse 15, to Moses, he is saying, I shall be merciful to whomever I may be merciful. I shall be pitying whomever I may be pitying. Now we got a big word here that I did not emphasize last time. Consequently then, that is, as a result of what I just said, this is how things are. Let's review again what he just said. I shall be merciful to whomever I may be merciful. I shall be pitying whomever I may be pitying. Remember the context. The context is Israel. And the context is those who are faithful out of Israel. Why are some faithful? Well, why did God love Jacob? Was there anything Jacob did to deserve that? No. The pronoun is I. I shall be merciful to whomever I may be merciful, and I shall be pitying whomever I may be pitying. Very important pronoun there. Capital I, speaking of God. Consequently, then, it is not of him who is willing, nor of him who is racing, but of God the Merciful. What is the big word that you hear there that would excite a Christian? It is not of him who is willing. Willing. We are told that we must be willing, that a person must be willing to accept Jesus Christ into their life, or they will be damned for eternity. You must be willing. And God leaves you alone so you can make that decision, because according to them, according to the Christian religion, it is a free decision, that is, a free will, that is, there's no influence on a free will. No influence. Not God, not Satan. God can't influence a free will, or it's not free. And they insist that you must be willing. Are you willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you willing to be baptized? Are you willing, 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 willing? This verse disproves the whole concept that a man or a woman could be willing apart from this God being merciful and God pitying. That's the key to everything. If the pity of God and the mercy of God doesn't exist, no one can do the right thing, whether an Israelite or a man or woman of the nations. And the mercy in this whole context is those who do the things of God, those who do, quote, right things, unquote. That's the context. Because at this time, Paul's people wish to be anathema from Christ. That's pretty serious. Back there in verse 3, Paul says, I myself wished to be anathema from Christ at one time. My people now are in the same situation I was in, but look what happened to me. God showed mercy to me. Paul says, God showed mercy to me. In another place, that's exactly what he says. Is it 1 Timothy? Yeah, I got 2 Peter sewn in here with 1 Timothy in my scripture. It's hard to... Here it is. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Grateful am I to him who invigorates me. Oh, Paul's grateful to God. Wow. Why would you be grateful to God for anything if your will is free and you made an independent decision? I'm grateful to God for my salvation. You're a hypocrite then. If you say you're grateful to God and at the same time you insist on free willingness, then you're a hypocrite. But Paul says, grateful am I to him who invigorates me. Invigorates him to do what? To teach the evangel and to believe in him. You're an inconsistent hypocrite, which is probably a redundancy to say that you thank God for your salvation and at the same time to insist on human free will. Because why thank God? Thank yourself. Thank yourself. Grateful am I to him who invigorates me, Christ. Again, I'm in 1 Timothy 1:12. Christ Jesus our Lord, for he deems me faithful, assigning me a service. Yeah, he deems him faithful. And Paul is faithful, but that's the relative. Paul is faithful. I'm faithful. You're faithful. How do we become faithful? Was it according to us who are running or are willing? No. Faith is a gift that comes from God. Romans 12:3, God parts to each the measure of faith. And one to whom God parts faith is faithful. It's a matter of looking at the stage, at the action on the stage, like I was telling you about Pharaoh, or looking above the stage to see why things are happening. Well, that person's faithful, but they're not faithful. That's true. But why is one person faithful? Nobody asks why. Why is one person faithful and another person not faithful? Because God gives one person faith and the other one, he withholds faith from them. Both are true. Pharaoh hardened his heart. Yep, that's true, he did. But why did he harden his heart? Well, because God said he would harden his heart. This is not difficult. It's just a matter of reporting the action on the stage, a limited viewpoint, looking at the actors, considering them only in relation to each other. That is the relative viewpoint. That's the key. That's the root word of relation. In relation to other people, you're smart. In relation to other people, you're faithful. In relation to other people, you're an unbeliever. In relation to other people, you don't have any faith. That's all true, but it's only in relation to other people, i.e. the relative perspective. I think this is good to help you understand what the relative perspective is. But above that, the question always needs to be asked, why is he faithful? Why is she unfaithful? Why is he doing well? Why is she doing evil? Why? Nobody seems to ask that question. They credit it or debit it to the human racing or willing. I'm going to go back to Romans 9, but let me finish this in 1 Timothy 1. For he deems me faithful, assigning me a service, I, who formerly was a calumniator and a persecutor and an outrager, but I was shown mercy. I was shown mercy, seeing that I do it, being ignorant in unbelief, yet the grace of our Lord overwhelms with faith. Listen to this. The grace of our Lord overwhelms with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Paul was overwhelmed. And then later in verse 16, he calls himself a pattern of those who are about to be believing. He's a pattern. He's not an exception. He's a pattern. People tell me these characters in Romans 9, Jacob and Esau, oh, that's an exception. Pharaoh, God hardens his heart. That's an exception. No, it's an example. What's Paul going to do? Talk about everybody on the planet? Well, this is true of Pharaoh. It's also true of like Romp Room. It's also true of Jimmy in Rochester. It's also true of Pamela in New York City. It's also true of Billy Bob in Lexington, Kentucky. No. Because we go back to Romans 9 and we see, consequently then, I'll get there. Consequently then, it is not of him who is willing, is not of the person who thinks they are freely willing. It's not of them. It's not of, they are willing, but the willing is not of them. That's a key word too. It is not of him who is willing. Yes, somebody is willing, but it's not of him. Ephesians 2. Parallel passage, great verse. For in grace through faith, I'm in verse 8. For in grace through faith are you saved. And this is not out of you. In grace through faith are you saved. You're saved through faith. Congratulations. You're faithful. Yeah. Thank you. I'm faithful. Mm-hmm. This is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. If your faith is of yourself and you're saved because of your faith, then you can congratulate yourself for your salvation, and you're a hypocrite if you say thank God. That's exactly what we're finding in Romans 9. Consequently then, since only God can pity somebody, only God can be merciful to somebody, it is not of him who is willing, nor of him who is racing. Racing. Yeah, we're racing toward the prize, but it's not of us. It's of God the Merciful.